संस्कृति का आदिष्टा जस्तो श्री श्रीमद एसी भक्ति वेदांत शनिराज प्रभुपाद की जय। जय ओम निष्ठ बाद परमहंस परिप्राज चार जस्तो श्री श्रीमद भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गो शनिराज प्रभुपाद की जय। अनंत कोटि वैष्णव की जय। नामाचार्य श्री हरिदास ठाकुर की जय। प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद की जय। श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोपीनाथ श्याम राधा कुलगिरि गुरुधाम की जय। वृंदावन धाम की जय। प्रदीप धाम की जय। जगन्नाथपुरी की जय। गंगोमयी की जय। मनोमयी की जय। तुलसी देव की जय। भक्त देव की जय। समवेत भक्त वृंद की जय। ऑल ग्लोरियस टू यू सब ऑफ द वर्ल्ड।
हरे कृष्ण।
ऑल ग्लोरियस टू यू
सब ऑफ द वर्ल्ड। हरे कृष्ण।
All glories to you, Sambhu.
Hare Krishna.
Go, Pranande.
Hare Krishna. Make a quick introduction. Let's make a quick introduction.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
So we are extremely fortunate to have among us His Holiness Jayadwait Swami. So in spite of his very busy schedule, Maharaj has agreed to come to our place and spend some time with us. So I would just like to begin this session by giving a quick introduction about His Holiness. Jayadwait Swami is one of the leading sannyasis of the Hare Krishna movement today. Throughout all his years with the movement, he has been the editor for all the Srila Prabhupada books. He received the initiation from Srila Prabhupada at the age of 19 and received the sannyas initiation in the year 1978. So apart from his involvement in publishing the books, he also travels all over the world and does preaching activities. So let us express our gratitude to His Holiness Jayadwait Swami by loudly chanting three times Hari Bol.
Hari Bol. Hari Bol.
And where shall we meet today? Are you in any particular place? Basement?
You will be in third chapter.
Third chapter. Where?
We completed
that one.
Yeah.
So after complete 60 was in there.
Yeah. That is 6 words with Karmendriyani Samyam. Okay. That will fill a little space there. That's good. You have enough space? More or less? Everyone is only a little uncomfortable. So this is Bhagavad Gita as it is,
third chapter, text 7. The red book is also there. You can take advantage of this.
One verse over.
Okay. For those who have books, it may be page 152. Let's move this down just a little bit.
That's better, huh?
Yastvendriyani manasa.
Yastvendriyani manasa.
Niyam yagapaterjana.
Niyam yagapaterjana.
Karmendriyai karma yogam.
Karmendriyai karma yogam.
Asakta sa vishishyate.
Asakta sa vishishyate.
Yastvendriyani manasa.
Yastvendriyani manasa.
Niyam yagapaterjana.
Niyam yagapaterjana.
Karmendriyai karma yogam.
Karmendriyai karma yogam.
Asakta sa vishishyate.
Asakta sa vishishyate.
Someone else.
Yastvendriyani manasa.
Yastvendriyani manasa.
Niyam yagapaterjana.
Niyam yagapaterjana.
Karmendriyai karma yogam.
Karmendriyai karma yogam.
Asakta sa vishishyate.
Yastvendriyani manasa. Niyam yagapaterjana.
Niyam yagapaterjana.
Karmendriyai karma yogam.
Karmendriyai karma yogam.
Asakta sa vishishyate.
Asakta sa vishishyate.
Yastvendriyani manasa.
Niyama bharata vishishta
arjuna.
Niyam yagapaterjana.
Karmendriya karma yoga.
Karmendriya karma yoga.
Asakta sa vishishyate.
Yastvendriyani manasa.
Niyam
yagapaterjana. Karmendriyai karma yogam. Asakta sa vishishyate.
Yastvendriyani manasa.
Yastvendriyani manasa.
Niyam
yagapaterjana.
Karmendriyai karma yogam.
Asakta sa vishishyate.
Yaha.
Yaha.
One who.
One who.
Two.
Two.
But.
But.
Indriyani.
Indriyani.
The senses.
The senses.
Manasa.
Manasa.
By the mind.
By the mind.
Niyamya.
Niyamya.
Regulating.
Regulating.
Arabhate.
Arabhate.
Begins.
Begins.
Arjuna.
Arjuna.
Origin.
Origin.
Karma indriyahi.
Karma indriyahi.
By the active sense organs.
By the active sense organs.
Karma yogam.
Karma yogam.
Devotion.
Devotion.
Asaktaha.
Asaktaha.
Without attachment.
Without attachment.
Saha.
Saha.
He.
He.
Vishishyate.
Vishishyate.
Is far better.
Is far better.
On the other hand, if a sincere person tries to control the active senses by the mind, and begins karma yoga in Krishna consciousness without attachment, he is by far superior. Purport. Instead of becoming a pseudo-transcendentalist for the sake of wanton living and sense enjoyment, it is far better to remain in one's own business and execute the purpose of life, which is to get free from material bondage and enter into the kingdom of God. The prime svarthagati, or goal of self-interest, is to reach Krishna. The whole institution of Varnanashram is designed to help us reach this goal of life. A householder can also reach this destination by regulated service in Krishna consciousness. For self-realization, one can live a controlled life as prescribed in the shastras and continue carrying out his business without attachment, and in that way make progress. A sincere person who follows this method is far better situated than the false pretender who adopts showbottle spiritualism to cheat the innocent public. A sincere sweeper in the street is far better than the charlatan meditator who meditates only for the sake of making a living. Om Gyanati Mirantasya Gyanandana Shankara
Shantyo Nityanena Samayati Gurave Nama Sri Chaitanya Nodhustam Sthapitam Yena Kutale Sayam Rupa Gnamayam Dadati Svadhanatikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavansa Sri Rupa Sarva Jatam Sarvana Vandana Kankatam Samsa Jivanam Sadvaitam Savadutam Vaidana Sarivam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Pada Sarvana Vandana Hare Krishna, Karuna Sindho, Dina Bandho Jagatpate, Gopesha Gopika Kanta, Radha Bandha Namaste, Tata Kanchana Gurumati, Radhe Vrindavaneshwari, Vrishamanu Sute Devi, Pranamami Hari Priye, Vansha Kalpataru Vyasha, Prakasindho Vyayevacha, Pratika Nam Pavanebhyo, Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Shri Advaita Gadadhara, Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare.
Yastrindriyani manasa niyamya arapaterjana karmindriyai karma yoga asapta savishishyate. The chapter opened with Arjuna asking Krishna, now you've confused me. On the one side, you say that engaging in action is good, and on the other side you say that cultivating knowledge is good. So which is it? Is it action or is it intellectual advancement or advancement in knowledge? And Krishna has said that the path of action and the path of knowledge, really they're not different. One has to act. The path of action is actually superior because everybody has to act. You can't stop acting. Nahi kaschit kshanamapi jatutis tachukam. There's no question of not acting. It's just a question of how we act. And Krishna has condemned that karmendriyani samyamya, there's someone who's making a show of controlling his senses, but yaaste manasa smaram, he's very active in the mind. The mind is always thinking of sense gratification. But outwardly he's a sadhu, and inwardly you don't want to know what he's thinking. Indriyartan, he's thinking of sense objects. That's what he's thinking about. He's not doing it, but he's always thinking about it. Vimudhatva, he's a foolish person. Mitya achara, so uchate. He's called a pretender. He's a pretender. And Prabhupada particularly speaks about a person who's very deliberately cheating. He sometimes speaks philosophy, but his actual ideas how to enjoy a happy life of sense enjoyment. So he's on the outside, he's one thing, and on the inside, he's something else. On the outside, he's a renounced saintly person, and on the inside, he's thinking, how can I enjoy? How can I enjoy? Maybe he's thinking about getting lots of followers, maybe he's thinking about getting lots of money. Just we see practically there's so many yogis, and they're doing pranayama, or they're doing something, but it's a business actually. It's a business. They have some gimmick actually. You know, they have something that attracts attention, and they're making money. And they're sometimes anyway. There's so many things that go on. So probably called pseudo transcendentalists. Or show bottle spiritualists. You know what a show bottle is? Prabhupada, when I first came to this guy, I kept hearing this term, show bottle, this show bottle. I had never heard the term show bottle in my life. But a show bottle is, as Prabhupada intends to use it, it's a bottle. Suppose you're seeing a medical shop. So there's some brightly colored bottles in the window. There's nothing really inside of it. But it looks very attractive. It looks like it's really something. So it's a bottle that's just there for show. It's really empty. There's so many things that are for show in the shop windows, but it's not really the thing. It's just the package. So it's like that show bottle. That's what we're probably doing. There's nothing in it, but it looks good. So there's so many transcendentalists who are like that. They look good, even though there's nothing inside. So, show bottle spiritualists, or pseudo-transcendentalists, or someone who's making a business out of being a sannyasi, or a sadhu, or a yogi, it's their means of livelihood. They're supporting their families. And even in Vrindavan or in Radhakun, we find these sadhus who are during the day, they're dressed in orange, and they're sitting by a statue of Krishna or Lord Shiva, and they're doing some sort of bhajan or tapasya or something. And then, at the end of the day, they pick up whatever they've collected, and they go home to their wife, and they carry on with their household activities. So, that's show bottle. And then Krishna says that's useless. Vimutarma, he's fooling himself and maybe fooling others, but there's no use to that. Vishishyate, better, is tu, on the other hand. Indriyani manasa, controlling the senses by the mind. Niyamya arapaterjana. And he begins. Arapater. What does he begin? Karma yoga. Instead of being dishonest and making a show of being a very renounced person, he sincerely begins the process of engaging himself in work for the satisfaction of Krishna. What Prabhupada called dovetailing. And I have some work, I have some duties, I have my family life, I have my occupation, and I'm doing that for my own enjoyment. But now I start changing the account and moving it over to Krishna's account. And now I'm going to work for Krishna. Now I'm going to conduct my family affairs in Krishna consciousness. So everything starts, it was just karma before. It was just activity. But now I'm adding Krishna. So it becomes karma yoga. Yoga means plus. As soon as you add Krishna, then the karma becomes karma yoga. So aravata, this is the beginning. This is the beginning. Maybe in the future he'll renounce all material connections. But he's not going to make a show that now I've renounced everything. But actually he hasn't. Instead, let me begin the process of self-purification. Otherwise, dukkham aptam yogata. Krishna said that also. Where is that? Dukkham aptam yogata. Anyway, wherever that is, the meaning is that simply by ayas, that simply by giving up activities, one doesn't become happy, one just becomes miserable. For the person, when I immaturely just give everything up, but I'm not connected with Krishna, I haven't revived my Krishna consciousness, then simply sannyas becomes a source of frustration. Dukkham aptam. One just gets frustration, one gets unhappiness. Dukkham aptam yogata. So better, why create unhappiness for oneself? Why make a show? Better sincerely begin at the beginning and make progress. As Prabhupada says, as yaha, a person, and he elaborates, a sincere person, not a pseudo-transcendentalist, a sincere person. All right, I may not be very advanced, I may not be a great transcendentalist, but let me begin start controlling my mind, directing my mind in such a way that my senses will be controlled by chanting Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna,
Hare Hare,
Hare Hare, Hare Hare, Hare Hare, mind becomes purified, mind begins thinking more and more of Krishna, mind directs the senses because the mind is the center of the senses. Now the mind is directing the senses, you just be engaged in the service of Krishna. And let me hear about Krishna, let me speak about Krishna, let me think about Krishna, let me act for Krishna. So he starts making Krishna the goal of his life. And karmendriyai, karma yoga, asakta. He starts to work without attachment. The materialist yukta, ayukta kamakarema, pale sakto nibhajita. The person who is not Krishna conscious is working to satisfy his own desires. Kamakarema, his purpose in working is to satisfy his wants, his desires. Ayukta kamakarema, pale sakto nibhajita. So he becomes entangled in karma, the results of his work. He thinks that he's going to be happy, but instead he becomes stuck. He becomes trapped. Prabhupada gives the example that the deer that thinks that it's going to enjoy it hears a sweet flat sound of the flute, but the flute is played by the hunter to attract the deer. This is the old style of deer hunting. Now I'm sure they just have some sort of radar. But in the old way, you play your flute and the curious deer comes to hear what's going on, and then you shoot the deer. How much space is left? None, right? How about I'll move over here and someone can fill in here. Just if you think that it's not very proper, you can just imagine in your mind that it's maybe 2 inches lower or something? Or do we have enough space but just by adjusting? Anyway, if I sit here, then someone can sit there and feel like there's enough space. Yeah. Are you going to join in the gallery there? Okay. Yeah, we still have half the room is empty. How are we in the back now? You a little more space? Okay. So the hunter is playing on the flute and the deer is hearing, and when it comes to hear the nice sound, then hunter shoots it and it dies. Or the fish, it becomes attracted by the nice, tasty worm, and it becomes captured. Or the elephant, to catch it, you know how to catch elephants, right? You dig a pit, and on the other side of the pit, you put a female elephant, and then your elephant will come running to enjoy and falls in the pit. So in this way, we try to enjoy our senses, and the result is that we become trapped. Trapped. One imagines that he's going to enjoy, and instead he's working 29 hours a day, and he has debts to pay from 6 years ago, and he's making more debts for the next 30 years, and so many things because for happiness. I'll have a new this, and I'll have a new that, and I'll have a new this, and I'll have a new that. And I only have to pay this much per month. The credit card industry is especially good at increasing entanglement with the results of activities, because you can immediately get the result and enjoy right away. And then you can pay for the next 30 years. So they've refined this art. It's the same business of the bait and the hook. You get the bait immediately, and then you've got the hook problem for the rest of your life. Sometimes even people commit suicide because it becomes overwhelming, so much debt, so much problem, that the only way out is to commit suicide. It becomes overwhelming. But yukta karma palam tyaktva shantam apnoti naishtake. Those who are connected with Krishna consciousness, they renounce the results of work. The results are for Krishna. It's not for me. And whatever comes, that's all right. It's meant for Krishna's service. Yukta karma palam chakra is not mine. Nirmamo nirahankara sashanti nirashvati. I'm not this body. These are not my things. My happiness does not come from accumulating things or manipulating things or exploiting things and enjoying things. My happiness comes from serving Krishna. That's all. So, yukta karma palam chakra. He becomes unconcerned with the results of his work. Unconcerned doesn't mean that he doesn't try to get good results, but the results are not for his own enjoyment. They're for Krishna's satisfaction. Therefore, shantim apnoti naishtate. He becomes peaceful. Whereas the person who's working for his own enjoyment, the result is he becomes full of anxiety and unhappy. It's rigged by material nature to be exactly the opposite of what it appears to be. Exactly the opposite of what we think it's going to be. That's called Maya. We think it's going to be happiness, and instead it's so much anxiety. Chintama padameyam cha kalyantam pashita. Anxiety upon anxiety up to the end of life. just the opposite. And I think the people who are giving up, renouncing, they're undergoing such terrible time, but they're the ones who are happy. So Srila Rupa Goswami advises, anasaktasya vishayanam yatarha mupayam vritaha nirvanda krishna sambhante yukta vairagya mokshate. Come on in, there's plenty of room. Because we're all moving up, there's lots of room. Here, I can save this spot for you. No, it's just an empty space, it's unused. Looks like the ladies are not going to have a place, but then something changes and they get a place in it. Okay. So Rupa Goswami explains real renunciation. So anasaktasya vishaya. To be unattached to vishaya. Vishaya means sense gratification. Eating, sleeping, maybe with anything. Anasaktasya vishaya. Yatarha mupi yin yuta. And simply acting in such a way, using everything appropriately for Krishna's service. Nirbandha Krishna Sambandha. I don't have any real relationship with these things. I say, this is my house, this is my money, this is my family, this is my... But how is it mine? It's mine by some circumstance for 10 minutes or 10 years. And then before it wasn't mine, after it's not mine. But now I say it's mine. So Krishna conscious person says it's not mine. Simply because I have this body, it appears to be mine at the present moment. But I'll have to leave this body, then even my body will not be mine. What to speak of my house, my estate, my money, my this, even this body. I mean, what is more mine than my body? You know, my heart, my mind. My hand, my everything, my knee, all of these things that are practically me, I think. I look in the mirror and what do I see? I see myself. But what I see in the mirror is going to be gone. Even in this lifetime it's gone. I look in the mirror and then I look 10 years later and there's a whole different picture. But then finally the whole thing is gone. So what I call mine, or what I call I actually have no relationship with, just a temporary connection. So the Krishna conscious person mentally gives up that connection. This is not myself, this is not mine. Krishna sambandha. It's all actually related to Krishna. The house, it was somebody else's before, now it's mine, later it will be someone else's, but all the time it's Krishna's. The money, suppose it's gold. The gold is mine now, it was someone else's before, later it will belong to another person, but actually it's Krishna's the whole time. Okay, now we're getting tired, because someone has to get into the door and even... The doorway is locked. So, welcome, Hare Krishna. Where are we going to fit a few more people? Let's see.
There are some chairs at the back, so people might sit there.
There's some chairs. Whoever comes next sits on those chairs. The obstacle course by the door this becomes something to sit on. Okay. So we still have lots of space, right? Okay. So the whole time, everything is related to Krishna. my property, my body, my everything, even me, actual me. Everything is related to Krishna, Krishna Sampanta. So because it's Krishna Sampanta, because it has a relationship to Krishna, it's not simply false. It's real. But it's not what I think it is. I'm thinking it's mine. I'm thinking this is going to be my source of security or my source of happiness. And that's not what it is. Usually it turns to my source of anxiety, my source of my burden. But in any case, it's not mine at all. It's Krishna's. It's Krishna's. It's Krishna's property. So Krishna's something. So Krishna's property should be used for Krishna. Just as, yes, if I have some property, suppose you give me in trust some property, then other property has to be used according to your desire, not my desire. I'm just the trustee. So Krishna's property should be used to serve Krishna. That's Yukta Vairagya. It's Vairagya, because I'm detached, but it's Yukta, because I'm not just saying, I trash all of this. This is all false. I reject all of this. How can you reject this? It's not nothing. It's something. But it's not mine. Prabhupada told that there was some yogi, some sadhu. He was so saintly that if someone offered him some money, his hand would automatically, you know, just retract like behind his back. Because he was so pure that, you know, he just would shrink from money. And Prabhupada said, if you offer me money, my hand goes like this. Because I'll use the money for Krishna's service. It's Krishna's money. It should be used for Krishna. And Prabhupada always used to give the example of the microphone, because there's always a microphone. So the microphone should be, it's not false, but if you're singing about, you know, some Bollywood love song, then it's false. But if you're speaking about Krishna, then you're using the microphone for the service of the actual proprietor of the microphone, Krishna. Otherwise, prapanchakataya budhya harisambandhi vastuna mumukshidhi paritaga vairagya bhagavatasata. Those who are thinking that everything is false, this is all false, although actually it's harisambandhi vastuna, stuff that belongs to Krishna, has a relationship to Krishna. Mumukshubhi, such a person aspiring for liberation, paritava, giving everything up. His renunciation is called Phagu Vairagya, dry renunciation. You know, there's a Phagu River. Who's been to Gaya? Anyone been to Gaya?
He has been to Gaya.
To Gaya. So you know there's a Phagu Nadi there. Phagu Nadi, Phagu River?
Yeah.
It's a river, but practically it's mostly sand. Only if you go in, there's a little bit of water, but it's not very much. It's not like a Ganga or something where it's really water. It's hardly water. It's mostly sand. But still, it's a nadi. But then you can go more than that, so the things get drier and drier and drier. So the example is some cake, which is meant to have oil in it, but there's no oil. So it's really dry. Really dry. So dry renunciation. There's just no juice in it. And you see these people renouncing. They have no taste for higher consciousness. Just renouncing, because everything is false. But not a Krishna conscious person. Everything is real, but everything is Krishna's. The conception that I own everything, that's false. So the advice here is not give everything up. First of all, you can't stop working and just give everything up and sit and meditate. That will be a farce. Second of all, what are you giving up? It's all Krishna's anyway. It's not yours. So better to act. You can't stop acting. And making a show of not acting, well, in fact, the mind is very active in sensing when that would be good. So act in the service of Krishna. Sincerely take up the process. Anubhavite, make a start. It doesn't matter, even if we're attached, because in the beginning we'll have attachments. So, all right, from the starting point that I have so many attachments, let us begin the process of karma yoga. That will be purified. And gradually, as the mind becomes purified, then I'll give up these attachments one after another. Then I'll come to this stage, then renunciation. Not on the false platform, power given this false energy. Let me become more and more Krishna's servant. The more I become Krishna's servant, the less I become concerned with let me enjoy this, let me enjoy that. It becomes tuchavas. The Goswamis, six Goswamis, the followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they were, we're attached to our little mobile or whatever it is. Raghunath Das Goswami was the son of two big zamindars, huge landholders in Bengal. His father and uncle were both exceedingly wealthy, like multi-millionaires by our present calculation. And he was the only son of his father and uncle. He was the only son. So that meant he was to inherit the whole estate. But he became more attracted to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he wasn't interested. He gave it up as insignificant. What is my father's estate? But even in the beginning, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, don't become like a monkey sannyasi. The monkeys, they're living in the forest like sadhus, but they've got, 20 girlfriends. So don't become a monkey sannyasi. He said, inwardly be Krishna conscious, and outwardly act just like a normal person. So Raghunath Das Goswami did that. Then later, by the grace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he gave up his family life and became one of the great Goswamis of Vrindavan. Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami also, they were very wealthy men. But they gave it up for the service of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But there's no point imitating Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami. Better to begin at the beginning, sincerely take up the process, become purified by chanting Hare Krishna. And in the advanced stage, we can progressively give up our material attachments and engage more and more in Krishna service. Okay. Some questions?
Hare Krishna. Thank you very much, Maharaj, for a wonderful class. Now we'll have a question answer session. So I would please encourage everyone to come up with one challenging question and present it before His Holiness in a very submissive manner.
A challenging question in a submissive manner. Now you've got a real problem. No, any question, whatever may be bubbling up, any thought that you may have that you want to ask about.
Sometimes we are not able to balance between our spiritual and material life. So we are not able to satisfy our spiritual authorities, and we are not able to satisfy our material authorities, that is our office boss and all that. So we are being very confused. So sometimes we thing that let it be, or some one thought comes to our mind that why to do so much, better be a materialistic than doing so much because I'm not able to satisfy my authorities. So in that confusion, what
it requires a little practice and diligence also. In my material, why should my, if I'm becoming more Krishna conscious, why should my material affairs suffer? The, suppose I'm working, so let me work. I don't have to be a sadhu on the job, but now, you know, I'm supposed to be working, but now I'm going to chant my vows. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna. What about the phone is ringing, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. The customers are waiting, Hare Krishna. No. We should be more attentive. Prabhupada gives the example of the woman who has some lover apart from her husband, for the example. So she's more attentive in her housework, so that her husband won't find out. So similarly, in Krishna consciousness, we should be attentive to all of our duties, but our consciousness should be that whatever I'm doing is simply for the service of Krishna. So it doesn't mean we become less capable materially. Yudhisthira Maharaj, it's not that because he was Krishna conscious, the kingdom was going to hell. Nothing was managed because Yudhisthira Maharaj was just doing bhajan. No, everything was very nicely managed. Because I have to manage the kingdom for Krishna's service. So if Yudhisthira Maharaj can manage a kingdom and be Krishna conscious, then we can manage our cubicle. And as we're attentive in our ordinary prayer, we should also be attentive in our puja, in our chanting, in our meeting. So we have to make a time for that and a time for this. It's just management. Practice management. The materialists, they manage, they also have to, all the materialists, they're managing two things also. On the one side, there's their work, there's their duty. On the other side, their sense gratification. And while they're working, they're also thinking, not about the work, they're thinking about their sense enjoyment, what they're going to do on the weekend, what, so many things. So if they can manage two things, why can't we manage two things? Everyone in your office, they're all managing two things, the job and sense gratification. So just in, where they have sense gratification, just substitute Krishna, and as they're managing, you also manage. They're not confused about it. They know that I have to work and I have to. So we also.
Okay. Manoj, you are saying about pseudo transcendentalism or show about this. So I have not renounced everything, but we have to follow all the rules and regulations. And you are also saying that if he is not doing, but inside he is thinking about sense gratification, that means he is show about the pseudo. So my question is that thoughts comes automatically.
Yeah, we all have some thought of sense gratification. And I'm sitting here saying this. Do I sometimes think of sense gratification? I sometimes think of sense gratification. But now, what do I do about that? Well, let me think some more about sense gratification, and then let me go after sense gratification, and then let me not let you know that I'm going after sense gratification, and then it becomes a cheating program. A Krishna conscious person, all right, some thought of sense gratification is there. But that's not wanted. Let me drive that out. Prabhupada, I was hearing a lecture the other day that Krishna conscious person hates sense gratification. Materialist, he looks for the opportunity for sense gratification. Krishna conscious person, the sense gratification is heading his way, he starts to head the other way. He doesn't want to get entangled. He knows this is, there's trouble. Materialistic person, some beautiful girl, hi, I haven't seen you before. So he's thinking, wow, heaven is the gates to heaven are beginning to open. And the Krishna conscious person says, right, and I have an appointment. See you later. Where the materialist is seeing an opportunity, the Krishna conscious person is seeing a trap. So he knows that thinking of sense gratification is not going to help me. It's a waste of energy. I was thinking about that the other day, that we think about sense gratification. It's not going to go anywhere. It's just going to remain in the mind. You know, I'm seeing some beautiful girl on the street, and I'm thinking, wow, such a beautiful girl. Where is that going? It's not going anywhere. It's not that now I'm going to meet that beautiful girl, and we're going to, you know, have a wonderful life together or something. So it's just a waste of mental energy. You know, I'm just thinking about something that's not going to go anywhere. You know, it's like thinking, like if I were to spend this afternoon thinking about how I could buy the Bank of America. Right? I'm wasting my time. I don't have the capital to buy the Bank of America. I wouldn't even know what to do with the Bank of America. So I spend the afternoon thinking of different ways that I could somehow get the Bank of America. I'm wasting my time. So I'm thinking about how I'm going to enjoy sense gratification. But I'm not the enjoyer. I'm constitutionally not fit for enjoyment. And the result of trying to enjoy is that I'm going to become entangled. And even if I don't try, if I just think about how I could try, it's not going to go anywhere except to agitate the mind and waste my time. So why should I do that? So the Krishna conscious person, he sees that here's some thought of sense gratification. That's Maya. So, ditch it. Jumanacharya is quoted, is it here or is it this chapter of the Prabhupada course? Jumanacharya. Yadavadi Krishna Chait Parada. Let's see. Tadavadi Bhattanar Sangade Smaryamaya. Mukhavichar Krishna Steven. Let's see. Okay, well, that's what that index is. Yeah, that index is
in
there.
Index
versus quoted, yes. The other body 260, 521. Yeah, Yadavari Mama Cheta Krishna Padara Vinde Nava Nava Rasa Tama Ujitam Rantamasi Tadavari Bhattanari Sangane Swayamani Pavati Mukhavikara Mukhavikara Shushta Nishtira Vancha.
Now, since I'm enjoying newer and newer pleasure in Krishna consciousness,
Nava Nava Rasa Tama Ujitam Rantamasi Tadavari,
sometimes when I think about Nadi Sangame, Nada Sangame, Smaryamani, when I think about getting together with a woman and enjoying sense gratification, Bhavati Mukhavikar, my mouth turns, Nishtivanamcha, and I just want to spit. So, Yamunacharya, so he's a great devotee. But he says, sometimes I also think of these things. But then when I think about it, so as long as we have this body, Prabhupada said, there'll be some desire for sense gratification. It comes with the body. But then where do I go with that? Do I think, well, this is really
what my life is for. This is who I am, and this is, you only live once. Where do I think that's my life? Where Krishna has his person, Gargi has it, because he's practiced to think of Krishna, and he's enjoying thinking of Krishna, so such thought comes to. Elsewhere, the Yatpada Pankaja Palasha Vilasha Bhaktya, Sanat Kumar tells Prithviraj that, it's getting a little higher, that trying to stop the waves of desire is very difficult. But to engage the mind on the lotus feet of Krishna, that will free one from. Something else? Okay. Yeah, now that microphone's turned off, the second microphone over there. Tell you what, we have two microphones, and for the people, rather than sending it around, this one's here.
Hare Krishna Mahārāja. Frequently I see whenever there is a person is in Krishna, progressing in Krishna consciousness, there is a lot of difficulties is facing. And I have heard that this is a good sign actually, he is progressing. But there is a, for example, we have some suggestions and clarifications and act from you. Here is the 7th floor, there is a base, and society people, they give a lot of problems. They don't want spiritual things in the society. So what to do, how to tackle them? And because I want this Jagannath to stay in our building, but they have keep him driving out.
So upstairs there's a base?
Yes.
But people are...
Upstairs there's a base, but the neighbors are baselessly and quiet. opposed. Well, this has a long history. At 26 Second Avenue also, we have these same problems where some people want to be Krishna conscious and some people want to sleep. So somehow or other, by one means or another, we have to carry on. Sometimes by pacification, sometimes by ignoring, sometimes by one means or another, by politics a little bit, or married life. Sometimes by promise, sometimes by actually adjusting. And sometimes we have to adjust, because after all, we don't own the whole building. If we own the whole building, we do what we like. But they own something, we have something. So then we have to adjust also, so that, because otherwise we have out and out warfare, and that becomes difficult. So sometimes by adjustment, sometimes by some arrangement. Even sometimes one temple, I know they have big, big festivals, and on those festival days, they pay the neighbors something, and they say, here, you know, go on vacation for the weekend. You know, we're having a big festival, you're not going to like it. So here, you know, take your family on a holiday at our expense. So, in that way, for a little expenditure, they keep the neighbors happy, and they're happy because they can carry on. So, one way or another way. There's no fixed prescription. But somehow we have to convert them also, you know. Invite them, give them a nice prasadam. That's the best bribe. Nice Krishna prasadam. Be, you know, we have to, one way or another way. Understanding their situation also, that they didn't enter the colony to become, you know, for spiritual association. It's not what they had in mind. So we think, yes, this is something disruptive to them, but then we have to try to turn it around and try to, it's one way or another. And Jurubi bought them out, finally. They had some tenants, long-term. And then finally, just said, here, here's your payment. We're getting you a new place. And we took over the whole Hare Krishna Mantra. So sometimes that way, you know, just one way or another way. Sometimes we make it, we continue our chanting and continue our dancing, and the neighbors think, why did I move here? Better to move someplace else. And they go on their own accord. And sometimes they think, this is nice, let me also do this. One way or another. What other questions do you have?
Now, in the pastime of Sanatan Goswami, we find that Sanatan Goswami exhibited the highest stage of Vairagya, but in spite of having the touchstone, he kept that in the some filthy place. So sometimes I get a question that the same touchstone he could have used in Krishna's service by generating some wealth out of it. So why did he prefer going on getting Madhukaris and not using the touchstone? Because he, I think since he was the highest one,
he was already a big man in the government of Bengal. He just wanted to turn things into gold. The gold was already there. But he had more important things to do. Writing Brihad Bhagavatamrita, writing so many books, teaching the standard of devotional service. Otherwise everyone thinks that I'll make a lot of money for Krishna and then I'll be a big man and I'll sponsor everything for the devotees. Even Prabhupada said he was thinking, first I'll make a lot of money and then I'll use it for preaching. And Krishna has some different idea. And first you lose all your money and then you preach. So Sanatana Goswami, he knew what was money. He already had abundant capital. So why be engaged in that way?
Maharaj, can you share some of the experiences with Srila Prabhupada?
That just becomes a general sort of topic, experiences with Prabhupada. I never remember experiences with Prabhupada. Just can you remember some experiences? I remember them in some context. You know, when there's some questions, some teaching, then automatically we're talking about Prabhupada. Otherwise, just it becomes perplexing.
Questions on the paper?
Yeah, let's see what kind of paper questions we have. Initially, when we were introduced to Krishna consciousness, we were told in lectures that by chanting we will be happy. But we're not getting any taste in chanting, and nor are we feeling happy. So when will this stage come? Later. No happiness, huh? Chanting. When will we feel happy? As our offenses decrease. There are 10 offenses in chanting Hare Krishna. Sarvinda, to blaspheme the devotees, or to disobey the orders of the spiritual master, to think that the chanting, or the glories of chanting the holy name are exaggerated, to give some mundane interpretation of chanting the holy name, to think that chanting the names of demigods is on the same level as chanting Hare Krishna, and to think that chanting Hare Krishna is like another pious activity, to commit sinful activities on the strength of chanting the holy name, to strike the glories of the holy name to the faithless persons, are to be attached to material things, in spite of hearing so much about the glories of the holy name, they maintain material attachments, they remain inattentive. So when we chant with attention, when we chant with attention, then gradually, or rather quickly, that stage will come. And holy name is more, is the reservoir of all pleasure. It's Krishna himself. So the stage will quickly come. When we chant with concentration, when we chant sincerely, when we chant with the idea of, let me get free from my material entanglements. Some happiness must be there or you wouldn't be contributing. Some happiness must be there. But gradually we come. Or even, that's even a sign of taste. That the devotee thinks, I'm not tasting. That's already a sign that we're making spiritual advancement. We're thinking, I'm not really making progress. That's nice. I'm thinking. That means that's a kind of expression that I want to make more progress. But Rupa Goswami says we shouldn't become disappointed. That if right away we don't become an expert, don't give up. Just like some student is learning to play a musical instrument. So after a little practice, the student may think, I'm not getting anywhere, I'm just as bad as I was 3 months ago, I still can't play a tune from beginning to end, I'm just practicing scales, and I'm not even doing the scales very well, and I might as well give up. But if the student continues, then after a little while, start to get good and start to become encouraged, oh, it wasn't so bad, and anything. Learning an instrument, and learning some skill, and learning mathematics, or some academic subject, or learning a job. Everything that sometimes we get is good. Learning to ride a bicycle, that's the one that occurs to me. Because, you know, learning to ride a bicycle, it was falling all the time. Who here knows how to ride a bicycle? Oh, come on, you're in Bombay, you just never rode a bicycle, it was all cars from the very beginning. No one here has ever ridden on a bicycle. You all have, right. So, what is it in the beginning, learning how to ride? It's falling, right? So, in the beginning, I remember my father was teaching me how to ride the bicycle. And, you know, I'd go a few feet and then I would fall. And then again a few feet and then I would fall. And after a few times I thought that, I told him that, actually I don't really want to learn to ride a bicycle. You know, why do I need to learn? It's not so important. I didn't want to learn to ride a bicycle. Because I was discouraged and I'm just falling and falling. So he encouraged, no, you know, try again. And after a little while, you know, you're riding very nicely and it's so much fun and you can go wherever you want. But if we give up out of discouragement, then we lose everything if we don't get the experience. So Rupa Goswami says, don't give up. We should have enthusiasm and confidence that yes, the process is right. And if I stick with it, I'll get the result, no doubt. Nishchaya and Parinaya, so that we with determination carry on, perform, carry on, following the principles and associating with the devotees, that then we all get to the right point. You're not getting association of devotees, and how to continue our bhakti strong. Not getting association, that's serious. Not getting association with devotees. Then do whatever you have to do, but get the association with devotees. Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Shastra Kore, Bhava Matra Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Shastra. Just association with devotees is so valuable that even one moment's association can give us all perfection. but somehow or other we should try to get association with the mentees. May not be the day in and day out, I'm always associated, but I should get that devotee association. Therefore, our temple is there, three temples in Bombay, and so many Sangha groups are there, so that we can get devotee association. You can't, finally, if you can't find any devotee association, then preach and make some devotees, and then associate with them. So there's another question here. Is it a good idea to force someone to chant? Most people don't like to be forced. So you grab him, pull out your knife and say, chant. That's probably not a good idea. You might be arrested, among other things. How can you force someone to chant? There's a saying that you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make it drink. Yeah. And forcing is not our business, but we give people the opportunity. And they can take it or not take it. Finally, if someone doesn't take it, the next man will. Just like a salesman, he can't force people to take his product. If someone turns him down, he goes to the next house and looks for a customer there. And if he doesn't take it, he goes to the next house. And sooner or later, there's someone there who says, well, that looks like it was me. So there are people waiting to take up Krishna consciousness, actually. There are people who will naturally be attracted. So we'll find that out. And we'll give everyone the opportunity. The same person, today he doesn't want to chant, but tomorrow maybe he'll chant. After some time. Prabhupada said, you go out to the street corner and you chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And if someone is there, he'll think, what is this nonsense thing? But because you're going every day, after some time he thinks, this is nice. Let me be a nonsense like this also. You wanted a Prabhupada story. Right? Prabhupada said, yes, you go out. But also, let me be a nonsense like this also. Any question?
Maharaj, I have one question. This is not in my mind. It is related to Bhagavatam. So the Brahmanas are respected in the see from the scripture also. The Lord worshipped the Brahmanas also. My question is that the Brahmanas so respectful, worshipable. So how the Brahmana Sringi has been made an instrument to curse the duty of the Lord.
He was a Brahmana.
Yeah.
He was the son of a Brahmana.
Yeah.
There is a difference. He wasn't actually a Brahmana. Brahmana means Brahmajanati Tifa. One who's advanced in spiritual realization. He's a Brahmana. Samskarata the creature. By purification, by education. So he was the son of a Brahmin. That was a good start for becoming a Brahmin. But not automatically. Just like if you'd been born in the family of a high court judge. So that's a good opportunity for becoming a high court judge. You know, the father comes home and he discusses the decisions and what the arguments the lawyers made. So by the time you're seven, you know so much about law. And it's, plus your father has all these connections, and so you can become a high court judge. But not that just because you're the son of the judge, now you're also a high court judge. So Sringi was the son of a Brahmin, not actually a Brahmin. Yeah, you can.
What is the cause of bhakti? Is it Krishna's mercy or Vaishnava's mercy or our own endeavor?
Krishna's mercy and Vaishnava's mercy.
Both.
Guru Krishna Prasad Evaya Bhakti Vatavish. Krishna's mercy and We may also try, but without the mercy of Guru and Krishna, it will not be possible. So if you try and you get the mercy of Guru and Krishna, then it's possible.
Then why don't everyone become devotee? Because Krishna is not partial as well as Vaishnavas also. So then why don't everyone become devotee?
Not everyone means a Vaishnava. And not everyone is turning toward Krishna. Mercy means that you have to accept the mercy also. If you switch off that thing, if you switch off the microphone when you're not talking, it'll probably not create this feedback. Press the switch.
Switch off the microphone.
Yeah. We're offering Krishna consciousness to everyone, but someone is accepting, someone is not accepting. So that's up to each person. Krishna is offering mercy, but you can turn your back on Krishna also and not accept it. The fortunate persons will turn toward Krishna. Yes.
Thank you, Maharaj. My question is, in this age of Kali, how God God reveals, how God means shows to the devotees that the devotee can go back to Godhead. How God will reveal in this age of Kali? Uh-huh. Even if devotees can stand and worship God, but how the God will reveal?
Finally, He reveal because you'll go. You'll chant, and you'll chant, and you'll chant, and finally you'll die. And you'll die chanting, and then you'll go. And then everything is revealed. You know, you get on the bus, and you're going to Nariman Point, and how is it revealed that you're getting to Nariman Point? Finally you reach the end of the line, and you get off the bus, and you're at the Air India building, and you say, oh. So finally it's revealed when you get there. Apart from that, you get some, you see the examples of, if you switch off your microphone, again, it will have feedback. Already on? Yeah. Are you sure? Yeah, you're right. Now it's my microphone that's feeding back. Okay. Then, we see the examples of our predecessors. Other devotees who spend their whole life in Krishna consciousness, and practically we see how Krishna gives them mercy. One of my godbrothers, I happened to be present when he was leaving this world. He had sometimes been Prabhupada's personal servant, but he actually became separated from the association of devotees, and he became very lost. He became very lost. He was living actually in practically poverty and degradation. But he started the preaching in Australia. And the Australian devotees got to know that this man is living like this, wretched condition. And so they brought him over. And I think by that time it was known that he was already dying. But he came over, and just by, you know, association and encouragement, they wanted to know what he'd learned from Prabhupada, and he was a very good cook, and you know, showing them different recipes Prabhupada had taught them, and how to cook for Krishna, and telling about Prabhupada. And so he became enlivened. And so his former Krishna consciousness was revived. And the day that I arrived, was it Australia? It was Australia. The day that I arrived, in the evening, they said that you're in this room, and in the next room, this devotee is there, but he's dying. And probably this will be his last day. And so he was already, you know, breathing very deeply, you know, very at the end. And then it came toward evening and became more labored breathing, and it became understood that now practically this is going to be it. they started big kirtan, and all the devotees were chanting. And by now, this devotee, even when I got there, he was already, you know, not very connected with whatever was going on. He was drifting out of material or out of ordinary contact. And as so the kirtan was going on, and just at a certain point in the kirtan, I saw that his face just brightened. You know, just visibly brightened. And he had a sweater that Prabhupada had given him, and he was holding on to that sweater. Maybe something else also, but a sweater that Prabhupada had given him. And his face just brightened. And God. So practically you could see before your eyes how this person got the mercy of Krishna. Just, you know, right before your eyes. Here was a person who was a few months before just lost and living in a wretched life in San Francisco. And by Krishna's arrangement, because of his devotional service, he had brought it to the association of devotees and he was having everything, and at the last minute absorbed in thinking of Prabhupada, thinking of Krishna. So, you know, how can we see the success? What is it you can see from predecessor devotees also? Of course, Prabhupada's own example is there, how he was absorbed in emotional service to Krishna up to the very end. But even Prabhupada's followers, how they remain fixed in Krishna consciousness, or even leaving Krishna consciousness, how at the last minute some other devotee, he'd been a distributor of books, and again he became very lost, and somehow at the last days he came to Vrindavan. I don't know whether devotees again brought him, or he came, somehow came to Vrindavan. His end was very fortunate. Svapamapyasya dharmasya trayate matoga. Even if you just do a little something, you know, to speak of, you dedicate your whole life, your whole energy, you see the example. Okay? Yeah. More questions, or do we stop here? Let's direct me. You have a question? Here, take this microphone.
Maharaj, over the past many decades, you have been traveling all over the world. You have met people of all different cultures, different nationalities. You have preached to so many youth. So, what a particular message would you like to give of the youth of Mumbai?
And Hare Krishna, be happy. We give the same message everywhere. In China, in Australia, in Africa, in America, South America, Europe. Same message, chant Hare Krishna and be happy. And if they can chant Hare Krishna and be happy over there, then what to speak of here? Hare to Munite Manusha Jana. To take birth in India is very pious, very fortunate birth. You already have the advantage. Very easily you can be attracted to Krishna, attracted to the principles of Krishna consciousness. It's just practically second nature. You just have to a little effort and everything can go very quickly. So if those of us from the Vedas, we can take up the process and make a little progress. And what to speak of you? Just apply yourselves a little seriously, a little faith, confidence, enthusiasm, determination. You'll make progress by leaps and bounds. And Janma Sartakari Karapaya Prakar. It's practically yes, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that this is the duty for those who take birth in India. Make your life successful by spiritual advancement. And then paropakara, distribute for others. that's the real advantage of Bharatiya Janma. And people, even if you come from India, people will think that you know something about spiritual life. You know, you may be a fool, that's another thing. But they'll think that you know. I used to pass one shop. This is before there were many Indians in America. Now, on every block, there was another Indian. But back then, there was no Indians, very few. But there was some Indian fellow who owned a little shop, you know, selling posters. They had some, like, Brijbasi posters and some wicker chairs and some candles and some agarbatti and, you know, something. And he used to sit in a chair outside of his shop. And he used to just sit there and sit there, you know, customers would come. And I used to pass by him, and I was like thinking that this man must be so knowledgeable, you know, because he's from India and he has these shops with these posters that I don't understand and everything. I thought he must have been like a rishi or something. I was afraid to talk to him. I thought, you know, how could I, you know, what would I say to such a person? Now I understand, you know, he was just a, you know, just a bunya. He was just a shopkeeper. But still I was thinking that he's from India. He must be very knowledgeable. You know, he's sitting there so quietly and patiently. You know, he must be meditating or something. He probably was, you know. How much have I gotten so far? How much will I get by the end of the day? But people take it that now India has prestige also. Everyone knows that smart young people are there in India. But they don't know what the real benefit is. They think smart young people, they can program computers. But they don't know the real value of what India has to offer. It's not just smart, cheap labor. That's, you know, that's actually a misfortune. If India just becomes a place where you can get your phone calls answered cheap, what is that? And where you can, you know, build up your infrastructure and go into debt to the International Monetary Fund. And, you know, what's the use? Have more cars and become, they probably said new crows. You know, new crows? The old crows, you've gone, you know, you took your meal and you threw out the remnants of everything. Now the crows have come and they're picking it, whatever's left. And after they've picked at everything, they fly away. And then some new crows come to see what might still be there. So Americans and Europeans, they're the old crows. We've been picking at the garbage of material advancement for the last so many decades. So now the new crows come from India and think, you know, what are we going to find? So don't be like the new crows. The material advancement has not made the West happy. It's not made the West happy. It's not that if you've been to, you know, all of Philadelphia, for example, third biggest city in America, maybe. It's not, is it that when you walk on the street, all these people are just like exuding, you know, contentment and happiness and peace of mind and just sailing on how enjoyable their life is? Are their faces just, you know, like you look at the face and it's anxiety and tension and actually to get into their lives, they're, you know, they're in debt and they're, wife is going to leave them, and, you know, so many different things. But they're the most advanced. They should be the most happy. It's not like that. Even material life means good food, happy married life, wife and some children and some, and even that they don't have. More than 50%, they're divorced, and the one kid is over here, and one kid is over there, and so many problems. So even materially, they're not happy. And forget about they're spiritually in the dark. Even materially, the villager in India has more claim to happiness than they have. He's been living with the same wife for 50 years, his children are there working in the same business. He gets, you know, food that you pay double and triple for in America because it grows right there. You know, if you buy your food from the next continent, then they're producing it cheap, cheap, cheap. But if you actually want fresh food without poison, everything, then you have to pay double and triple. And the deliverer is getting it from his own ground. So he has a family life, he has fresh, nice food, he has clean air, which you have to pay, you can't even pay money for it to get it in an American city or in Bombay. Fresh water, clean air, peaceful life. And the more we become advanced, the more it's dirty air, dirty water, artificial food, a wife who wants to, you know, be a business executive, and you have to pay somebody else to take care of the children because she's pursuing her career. And then when she gets her career, she doesn't need you, so she finds somebody else. And this is advancement. Even materially, it's a lower standard. But even the high standard of material happiness, which means simple life, that's also, I've been living with the same wife for 50 years. Is that the perfection of my life? To wake up every morning and look at my wife and say, yeah, she's still here. Mukta Bhavanda, Mukta Sangha Parambhati, to get free from material existence and go back home, back to God. That's the real happy. Or even in this life, to be engaged in Krishna service, that's the real happy. And then at the end, go back to God. So, you're all smart young people from Bombay. But don't be misled by the false product. Don't take the bait and get the hook. Don't get hooked on half of Mitri Samsara. Be attached to Krishna. Make your life successful and have others. Stop there. Thank you all very much.